Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Can you believe it's August 1st already, and we are here live with Rated G Radio tonight for the Friday night dance party, and we are lucky. I'm telling you, folks, we are starting the month off on absolutely the right foot. We are having multi-talented, I'm going to call him kind of like the total package, and we'll bring Lester on in just a second, but Lester Green is going to be our Friday night dance party musical guest. He is a rapper out of New York City, and you know, I'm going to be honest, rap music is not my thing, and I heard Lester's music, and I'm like, I kind of like what he's got going on, and so I said, you know, Lester, would you come on the show? And he's like, oh, if you twist my arm hard enough, and I said, okay, ow, here you go. So we're going to have Lester on in just a couple of seconds. And so, before I get to that, because we're going to have Lester for the entire first hour of the show, so we're lucky, I need to send a big shout-out to a dear friend of mine, Cheryl, out of Phoenix, who sent me the best care package today. Out of the blue comes this microphone. I have no idea where she got it. You know, it's kind of like an ornament, and she sent me this book called Believe and Achieve, Inspiration for the Journey Called Life. And, you know, for all of you who follow me on Facebook and that type of thing, you know, I usually post at least 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days a week something about, you know, believe and receive, accept and allow. And so getting this book in the mail today, along with the card that she wrote, really touched my heart. So big thanks to Cheryl out of Phoenix for that. You are just absolutely awesome. That just kind of shocked the heck out of me. So, but let's get on to the fun that we're going to have here tonight with our guest, Lester Green. Lester, welcome to Rated G Radio. Thanks for being here on the show.
Hey, Garrett, thanks for having me. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, my gosh. What? Okay, so everybody who doesn't know who Lester is, I need to give you the quick background before Lester really tells us who he is. But this is how I met Lester. Last week or the week before, we had Kelly Karavides on the line, and he's a working actor, comic, producer, you name it, out of New York. And he had recently starred in a movie with Lester, and Lester was nice enough to call in and talk about his experience. And then Lester and I were chatting afterwards on, you know, the Book of the Face on Facebook, and we're going back and forth. And he mentioned that he does this fantastic rap music, and I said, send me a song or two. So he sent me some songs, and I went, well, those are interesting. I'm not sure all of my demographic would probably like that. What, do you have other music? And he goes, oh, my gosh. And so he sends me a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm like, I dig all of this. This is stuff that I would love to hear. So that really is the truth behind the fact that Lester is a multi-talented artist, and we really are lucky to have him on the show tonight. So, Lester, I want to know all about you before we start playing some of your music. Can you take us back, you know, when you were just a sparkle in your dad's eye many, many years ago, and kind of bring us up to date as far as, you know, who you are and what inspires you and all that fun stuff?
Okay, cool. All right. Well, as you said before, my name is Lester Green, and I'm a rapper slash actor. Got to make sure we get those tags in there.
There you
and,
go.
And exactly, growing up with a military dad and a stay-at-home mom, I was always the kid who was playing basketball, dribbling the basketball. So I thought that was going to be my ultimate destination. Not. So then fast forward, started picking up a pen, started writing stories, creative short stories, things like that. Started taking writing workshops and things like that. And I started to like writing a lot. And so from that point on, I kind of made a transition from writing into rapping, if that makes any sense, because rappers are writers, essentially. So it just
sure
made sense for me to do that. Right. And so while I was doing that, my brother was going full steam ahead with his rap music career and everything. So I was watching him and just taking notes for myself. And then before you knew it, I was in the studio recording music. And the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many?
It happened so fast.
You have a lot of music that's out there, so it's not like you just did the songs that we're going to play tonight and these are, you know, you're a one-hit wonder. You've got a catalog that's out there for people to get.
Yeah. I have some songs. I have 2 albums on iTunes. I didn't send you those songs because that's old stuff. As an artist, you always want to keep stuff fresh.
Yeah.
I know. But I have two albums on iTunes. One is called The Green Room, and the other album is called No Bush Straight. So you can find it on iTunes. But I wanted to send you something new, something current. And so that's why I threw those songs together, and I just sent you a little package. And I appreciate you sending me songs, too. You sent me a little gift through iTunes, and I checked out your songs, and I really dig your songs, too. So we connected.
Well, I'm telling you, well, bless your heart, Lester, but, you know, tonight's not about, you know, what I'm doing. This is all about you and your spotlight, so I want to keep the light on you. So, we're going to play, I think, just to get the show started, I'm going to play one of your songs, but
yes.
I really want to come back and talk about your writing, what inspires you, and some things like that. We've got four songs that we're going to be playing during the course of the hour here, and that doesn't sound like a lot, except that, you know, of course, on Rated G Radio, we tend to get a little chatty, which is, of course, telling stories behind what really goes on in the music and in your life. So we've got My Jeans,
right.
Marital Bliss, Red Light, and If I Was Invisible. Out of those four, where should we start tonight?
I'm feeling the vibe right now, so I think let's go with If I Was Invisible.
There we go. Let's do it, and we'll be right back after this.
Check. Could you imagine what it would be like if you had one wish, and that one wish was to be invisible? Wow. Check. If I had a choice, one choice, I would be invisible.
I would.
Physical. Is this a miracle? But I'm in no position. The Lord is listening.
Lord,
whistle as a signal to let me know it's possible.
It?
Some people wanna fly,
not me,
like an unidentified. But I'll be damned if I get shot down in the sky. I get this why people smoke, we ride. I hope I don't try, cause I don't wanna be fly.
No.
I just wanna disappear and leave my tears behind. Even my peers cry inside. I realize out of sight, out of mind.
Life
would be so simple if I was invisible.
If I was invisible,
life would be so simple.
So simple
if I was invisible. If I was invisible, life would be so simple.
So simple, man.
If I was invisible,
if I was invisible,
life would be so simple. Night, hold it right there, right? It was a nightmare, I dare to say. Yesterday, I was scared to say. I was raised to say what my parents say. For God's sake, heaven's sake, how much can I take?
How much?
I would fly away, or maybe disappear. I'm barely breathing. The preacher was possessed by a demon. I'm leaving this very evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night.
Life would be so simple. If I was invisible, life would be so simple.
So simple.
If I was invisible, if I was invisible, life would be so simple.
So simple, man.
If I was invisible,
if I was invisible,
life would be so simple.
Feel me.
If I was invisible, if I was invisible, I got a twitch that I can't fix. I'm in no position to fix it. I'm transfixed to the very bit of my existence. The Lord is this, what does it all mean? By all of any means, I'm a human being. I wouldn't change a thing, or maybe one thing. Can I make a wish? If you insist, I'm in the midst of an identity crisis. With a license to kill, cause if you're invisible, you can do anything. I'm taking aim, target everybody in range, and you can't do a damn thing. Cause I'm invisible. I think I will pay a visit to my fantasy, but that's another story, yo. Life would be so simple. If I was invisible, if I was invisible, life would be so simple.
So simple.
If I was invisible, if I was invisible, life would be so simple.
So simple, man.
If I was invisible,
if I was invisible,
life would be so simple.
Right, feel me.
If I was invisible, if I was invisible.
So that was, of course, Lester Green's single called If I Was Invisible. I want to give a quick shout-out to some people who are listening tonight. Paul in Massachusetts, he's in the Blog Talk chat room. So if you're listening to the show on your computer tonight and you want to be part of some fun dialogue, you can actually log into the chat room and we'll be there. Also been sending a big shout out to Kelly, who was instrumental in getting Lester on the show, and he's also listening. And so thanks to that. So If I Was Invisible, tell us what put that song in your heart and how you put it onto paper.
Well, the producer, Andrew Singer, also known as Sose, the Elemental Wizard, was the one who produced the track. And as soon as I heard the track, it just gave me this idea of feeling invisible. I don't want to explain. The concept just came to me. And so the meaning behind the song is that sometimes I wish that I was invisible so that I could maybe be in places where people wouldn't know where I am, but I would know what's going on. In other words, sometimes you might see somebody on the street and you might say to yourself, wow, that guy seems pretty interesting, or that woman seems pretty interesting. I wonder what he lives like. I wonder where he lives, or anything. And so you kind of wish that you could go and follow that person without being traced. So that's what the whole song is about, just being invisible and being able to go everywhere and anywhere to see anything.
So, Lester, as an artist, when you get ready to record a song, what's your process? Do you sit down and, I mean, do you get like a, do you get music first, or do you write your lyrics and then go into the studio?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. Well, most times I like to write to a particular track because that gives me the inspiration. The music gives me inspiration. I know some people who can just start writing lyrics down and then apply those lyrics to any particular beat. I need inspiration. I need something to go off of. So I use the beat as my foundation, and from there I generate the concept and the melody and who I want featured on it, or maybe I don't want a featured artist on it. So that's when the process begins, once I have the groundwork, which is the beat itself.
And do you come up with that on your own, or do you have help? I mean, who is that?
Sometimes
a collaboration.
Well, sometimes it comes very right. Sometimes it comes very easily. Sometimes you hear a beat and you start writing to it right away, and boom, you have the song. Sometimes, other times it takes a little time. So you might reach out to a friend or a fellow artist to see if he gets anything or generates any ideas, and then you go from there. So usually I'm always open to whatever comes first. I'm not the kind of artist who says, oh, well, I have to come up with the idea. No, if I can't come up with an idea, I might put the beat down or I might send it to somebody else, and if they come up with something and I like it, then we'll just collaborate on it. That's what music is all about. It's about collaborating, creating art.
I love it. And how long have you been actually doing the rapping and the writing, the songwriting?
Well,
and the studio and all that.
Yeah, with the rapping, I've been doing it seriously for about 6 years. But then
wow.
I transitioned from the music to the acting thing. So I still do the music thing, but my primary focus now is on acting. So that's where
I'm
right now.
Okay, can I ask you the question that nobody ever likes to be asked? How old are you?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. And I always tell people, do you want my real age or my entertainment age?
I want your entertainment age.
I love it. I love it. Well, my entertainment age is 26.
I love that. That's a great age. Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, 26. So, that's my entertainment age.
I love that. Don't ever change it. You'll always be between 26 and my book. In 10 years,
you're right there. You know.
Yeah, exactly. I'm right there. I might be 27, but I'm right there with you.
Right. Yeah.
So, did you have any? You know, when you went from rapping to acting, what event ended up taking place in your life that ended up having you say, you know what, I want to be doing something a little different? You know, because I think they both take incredible talent and skill, but they're completely different.
Different. They are different. That's a great question. Well, I have a friend by the name of Henry, who's an older guy. He's about 64, 65 years old, and he's more like a mentor to me. And so we're always hanging out and just talking, and he's always giving me guidance. And so one day he just suggested that I give acting a chance because he thought that I had a really powerful voice. Not so much in the volume of it, but just the way it sounds, the tone of it. And he said, you should consider acting. So I said, I never thought about that, but okay. So it was just like that. I decided to go to Actors Reps. I got my first headshot done there, and I started doing background work. And while I was doing background work, I said to myself, I want to be in front of the camera speaking. I want to be saying something. I always felt like I had something to offer. I'm not saying background actors don't do anything, because they are very important. You need background actors to make anything
sure.
work. It's a team effort. But personally, I just felt like I had more to offer. And so I decided, okay, let me start auditioning for student films. You always start small. I didn't want to just jump right through the window. I said, let me start small and see how it goes. So I started auditioning for a lot of student films, short films and things of that nature, even web series. I started doing that. And I noticed that I was getting booked. Directors were booking me for stuff. So I was saying to myself, okay, they must see something in me that I never thought was there. And so I just kept doing it, and gradually I started booking more work. I started doing commercials, started doing feature films. And so I said, okay, I'm getting the hang of this. Let me keep auditioning for stuff. And the more I auditioned, the better I got. And so now I'm just going full steam ahead. I'm not looking back at all.
Well, and you've recently completed a couple of feature films, and like the one that you were in with Kelly. Is that a movie that you can talk about yet?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. I just spoke to the director today. I spoke to Kelly, too. And the film is called Life is Too Short, and it's a really great film. Kelly plays my father-in-law. He's this strict pastor, and I'm this son-in-law who's gay, and I'm dating his son. And it's complicated, and so there's already that tension there. So the film is really great. It's about five or six different stories all pushed into one film. And they're having a screening for it on September 13th. So if anybody's around in New York City and available on September 13th, I highly recommend it. So that's what's going on with that film. And then I have this other film that's currently screening tonight, right now as we speak, in San Antonio. The name of that film is called The Widowers, which was directed by Scott Chin and written by Richard Lovejoy. And that film is also great. That will be premiering on August 9th and August 17th at the New York Chain Film Festival in Long Island City. So if anybody's available on those dates, I highly recommend that movie. That's another great movie. We got a couple other movies coming out, but I don't want to bore everybody with all of my information.
That's why you're here.
Yeah,
so the
you're
movie
right,
that's
right.
the premiering in San Antonio, what's your part in that again?
Oh, in that film, it's called The Widowers. And I play one of five narcoleptics who lost our wife. And so we go to this retreat center to try to gain some closure. It's supposed to be a comedy slash drama.
Okay.
It's a really great film. So it's about these five guys. Actually, I think it's four guys and one female. But we all go to this retreat center, and we try to deal with our depression over losing our wives. And it's a really great film. It's different. It's not quite like everything else out there. And so I think that's why a lot of people are gravitating towards this. So I play one of the narcoleptics. And so it was an interesting role for me to play. I'm sorry, guys.
No, go ahead. But my question is going to be for you. Did you ever get to sleep?
Oh.
Or do you have to go watch the movie to find out?
That's a great question. Well, yeah, I'm constantly dozing off during the scenes, and so it's funny. But my character was very difficult to play that character, because even though I'm one of the leads, I don't necessarily have most of the lines. And so the director challenged me and said, listen, you won't always be talking, but the camera will be on you a lot, and so I need you to show, I need you to express yourself without necessarily saying anything. So that was a challenge for me in itself. And then obviously trying to make sleeping look real, that was another challenge. But it turned out really great. And so I'm excited about it. I cannot wait to.
And where did that film
for
shoot?
The premiere in New York. That shot in Eldred, New York, upstate New York, in Eldred. It's on a little, it seemed like it wasn't a desert, but it was so isolated from everything else. It took us a while to even drive up there. It was another world. And we had bad phone service, so it was tough. I need to have my phone with me 24/7. I need my phone, so it was tough. I had to go to certain spots just to get a signal. It was tough, but it made me a better actor, and I'm glad that I got through it.
You had more time to study your lines, probably, if nothing else.
Oh yeah, I did. I had a roommate by the name of Bill Proudy. He's another actor, very talented, and we just hit it off right away. So I had a good roommate. We had good dialogue. So it was just a great experience overall.
So as you've morphed into the world of acting here, and we're going to go back and play some more of your music in just a second. What has been one of your biggest? How about like one of your biggest thrills of either, you know, a job that you've got and what was it, or somebody that you've had a chance to work with, and you're like, holy cow, I can't believe I'm sharing the stage with this person.
Yeah, great. Well, you asked some great questions, Jared. I see you know what you're doing over there. No, I booked this one commercial for Logo TV. It's currently airing right now. I don't know if you're familiar with the Logo channel.
Sure.
But, I booked this local commercial, and it deals with HIV awareness, and I played a gay rapper in it. And it was an incredible experience because I didn't even know if I was going to get the job. There were so many people who auditioned for it. They had a nationwide casting call for it. They had auditions in California, New York, just everywhere. And so I did a video submission. And so, you know, usually with those kind of submissions, you really never know what's going to happen. So I just assumed that, oh, I'm not going to get it. So I did that, sent my submission in, and I didn't hear anything right away. So I just wrote it off. I figured I didn't get it. And so I'd say maybe 3-4 weeks later, I get a phone call from Gigi Nicholas. She was the producer for the commercial. And she says, yeah, Lester, we got your submission. The producers really like you, but they want to see more from you. Can you send us some more footage of you saying this or doing that? Can you send us some of your music videos? So it was just
this
ongoing. Yeah, it was a long process. I had to audition for maybe 3 or 4 different people. There were so many steps. And I was at that point, I was thinking to myself, I should just give up. I'm not going to get it anywhere. Why am I? It's one of those things because it was so long, right? And so I was ready to just give up. And then I said, let me just keep going with it. You never know. And lo and behold, I booked it. I couldn't believe it. So that was one experience that really just shocked me. And it taught me that you can do anything. Anything's possible. Because we're talking about thousands of submissions. And that's usually how it is with commercials. The commercial, right. That's usually how it is in the commercial world. There are so many people who audition for commercials. So whenever you watch a commercial, next time you watch a commercial, Garrett, and you see those people on the commercial or on TV, just realize that they had to go through a lot just to get there. They had to beat out a lot of people. So it's really tough. It's very challenging. It's a very competitive world. So that was one experience. And then I had this other experience working with Eric McGinty in a film called Wallabout, which won an award at the Manhattan Film Festival about a month ago. And he's worked with some heavy hitters in the industry. He's a director. His name is Eric McGinty, like I said before. And I auditioned for him at this nondescript location. I thought it was a scam because I got to the audition location, and it looked like an abandoned building. I'm saying to myself, oh, not another one of these. Because if you're an actor, you've gone to one of these auditions where you just question everything.
No.
Right. So I'm going in the elevator, boom. And then when I get inside and I get to the floor, it's beautiful. It's amazing. It's like the outside looks really run down, but the inside looks beautiful. So I auditioned for him. I didn't even know who he was. I just auditioned for the project. And a couple of days later, he told me I got the role. So I was excited, but I wasn't that excited because I didn't really know who he was. And so then I Googled. I said, let me just Google him and see what he's done. I Googled him, and I said, oh, okay, this guy, he's worked on, I don't know if you ever heard of a film called The Professional. He was an executive producer. Yeah, he executive produced on that film. So I said, oh, okay, wow, this guy, he knows people. So that was the second experience that just really shocked me. I was just so excited. But that's going to happen. I feel like that's going to happen more now than ever because I'm constantly out there. I think the more you put yourself out there, the more likely you're going to see results. So that's what it's about, just pushing yourself and staying true to the course.
Hey, I've got a question for you from the chat room here. Are you ready to take a question from the audience?
Cool. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. It's a music question. If you had the opportunity to spend an evening with either Diana Ross, Whitney Houston, or Barbara Streisand, which one would you pick an evening to spend talking about music, and why?
And what was the second part of the question?
Which one would you pick and why? So you've got
I'd go with Whitney Houston because I'm more familiar with her music. Yeah, my mother grew up listening to Whitney Houston, and Whitney Houston just had she had that incredible voice. I feel like there's, well, Jennifer Hudson, she's pretty spectacular herself, but I feel like Whitney Houston just had that unique voice that would just touch you. I remember watching, I don't know if she sang the Star Spangled Banner, or I don't know if it was the National Anthem. Was it the National Anthem?
I think it was
the
Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, it was the Star Spangled Banner. Yeah, you're right. And I watched it on YouTube, and her voice went through me. It was unbelievable. I felt what she was singing, and I just never, ever really recall feeling that way about watching somebody sing. That's how powerful she was. So I'd probably say Whitney Houston. I would just love to just find out how she was able to sing that way. It sounds like it's almost like it's so surreal. You know what I mean? You're watching her sing it, and you just cannot believe what's coming out of her mouth. That's how incredible she is.
What a huge talent she was.
Yeah, she was.
Great answer. Well, let's get back to the music, because we're going to find out that we're at the end of the hour and we haven't done any of the things that we promised everybody we're going to do, and that's play your music. So we've got three more songs to pick from. Lester. So I know, because otherwise, because again, we'll talk for like 6 hours and go like, oh, that's right, we have one song we played at the very beginning.
I could go on and on. Yeah.
Well, I think this is fun, though. So, you know, this gives us more incentive to have you back on a future date here. So we've played If I Was Invisible. Where should we go next?
Let's go with My Jeans.
You got it. Here's My Jeans by Lester Green. Enjoy this. We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, yo, shorty. Hold up. Where you get them jeans from? Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks, I gotta go.
How much you pay for them?
Look.
A word? All right, you looking good, baby.
Thanks, I gotta go.
My jeans, it seems to be a myth. And ever since everywhere that I go, and every time I go to the store, they're looking up at me from the floor. Paparazzi follow me, follow my lead, my blue jeans. As you can see, I'm so fresh, more or less, nevertheless. I sleep with my pair of jeans, they fall asleep on my sleeve. Even in my own dreams, I own a blue pair of jeans. Hit the mall after I wake up, take a look, yeah, I'm famous. Walk tall when I hit the mall, everybody shouting, oh, you could just be like me. But you need a pair of jeans, stop it, watch it, copy me. My colleagues keep calling me, paparazzi follow too, file a lawsuit against you. You can look but don't touch, I'm off limits, so tough love. My jeans, it seems to be a myth, and ever since everywhere that I go, and every time I go to the store, they're looking up at me from the floor. Paparazzi follow me, follow my lead, my blue jeans. As you can see, I'm so fresh, more or less, nevertheless. Apparently I'm a G, my jeans fit right to the T. My jeans are everything to me, so I guess I need them to breathe. Some people think I'm insane, yeah, I'm insane in my brain. Top price is what I pay, I don't really care what you say. Trust me, they like what they see, they wear their jeans just like me. Pose with the camera, I'm laughing, catching flashes as I'm passing, waving to my fans abroad. Been way too long, so come on, jump on the board as we go. I'll take two jeans, yeah, to go. My jeans, it seems to be a myth, and ever since everywhere that I go, and every time I go to the store, they're looking up at me from the floor. Paparazzi follow me, follow my lead, my blue jeans. As you can see, I'm so fresh, more or less, nevertheless.
All eyes on me, could it be that my jeans make a scene, so they dream of being with me? All eyes on me, could it be that my jeans make a scene, so they dream of being with me?
My jeans, it seems to be a myth, and ever since everywhere that I go, and every time I go to the store, they're looking up at me from the floor. Paparazzi follow me, follow my lead, my blue jeans. As you can see, I'm so fresh, more or less, nevertheless.
My jeans cost more than you know, more than you could ever know. If looks could kill, I'd be rich. Take a vacay to Egypt. So many options to choose. Make sure my jeans match my shoes. What else is there to say? Dare I say my jeans are great? My jeans, my jeans to be a myth. And ever since everywhere that I go, every time I go to the store, they're looking up at me from the floor. Paparazzi follow me. Follow my lead, my blue jeans. As you can see, I'm so fresh. More or less, nevertheless. My jeans, it seems to be a myth. And ever since everywhere that I go, and every time I go to the store, they're looking up at me from the floor. Paparazzi follow me. Follow my lead, my blue jeans. As you can see, I'm so fresh. More or less, nevertheless.
That was Lester's My Jeans. We're here on Rated G Radio with him. This early edition of the Friday Night Dance Party, always thrilled that you're here. Lester, we got a couple of people that look like they want to ask you some questions. Are you ready to take some calls from the audience?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Right on. Okay, so the first caller is out of the 808 area code. You are on live with Lester. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Lester.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you? This is Anthony from Facebook.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, what's going on, Anthony? How you doing?
Pretty good. I just wanted to let everyone know just how I'm really encouraged by Lester and what he's done. We've been Facebook friends, and it's good how social media is really beginning to connect people. I think we're probably all over the place on this call, and I'm just really excited to really kind of, you know, really say, okay, there is a level of friendship that's important. And I'm really encouraged by your stance and the work that you're doing. I really thank you and appreciate you for it.
Nice. Thank you. I appreciate that comment, Anthony. I really appreciate it. Finally get to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's really good to meet
right?
up. So we'll keep it going. We won't stop it in
here. Yeah, definitely. We'll definitely stay in touch. Definitely.
There you go.
Awesome.
Thank
Anthony,
you.
You rock. Thanks for your call. Have a great day.
Thanks, Anthony.
Okay, let's get to we've got another caller here for you. By the way, if you do want to call in and ask Lester a question or even request a song for the second hour of the Friday Night Dance Party, you can call in anytime at 323-657-1493. When you call in, your line is automatically muted, and a very nice pre-recorded British lady says, if you would like to speak to the host, please press 1 and your call will be alerted. So know that if you call in, that's what you're going to hear. But 323-657-1493 is the hotline. Our next call is out of the 212 area code. You are on the line with Lester Green.
Hello.
Hello.
Greetings.
Welcome.
From the Big Apple.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Boy, Kelly.
Good. Kelly Caravitas from the Big Apple. I'm really excited to hear Lester online with you, Garrett. I'm very happy you guys became friends.
So am I.
And I'm delighted. And
okay.
What a great interview so far. I love his music. I have a question for Lester. Lester?
Yeah.
As an actor, I always yearn for roles that challenge me. I believe the industry term is against type. Like,
right.
For instance, you know my brand by now, Lester. I always play the,
right.
You know, the nice guy, right? I usually play the nice guy. This role that I had in Antoine's film was against type. It was a challenge. What is
right.
you have any dream roles?
I knew Kelly would come with a great question. Well, thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that question. Kelly Caravitas, the actor, the stand-up comedian, the writer, the producer. Okay.
You can think about
I
it.
I do have a dream role. No, I have a dream role. You remember that movie I recommended to you? Called The Untouchables.
Yes, great film.
Yeah, well, Omar Sy played that caretaker in that film. And I always wanted to play a role like that, where I play a caretaker to an older person. It doesn't have to be a male, it could be a female. And I'd like for our worlds to come from two different places. I don't want to be, you know, let's say she's or he's from a very upscale world, and I'm coming from, let's say, the ghetto or something like that, where there's tension between the two backgrounds. I've always wanted to play
right.
a character like that, or or even a slave. I've always wanted to play a slave.
Okay.
I never saw 12 Years a Slave or Django Unchained or any of those movies. I need to see them. I plan on seeing them. But I always wanted to play a slave, just to see what it's like, just to go there, to experience.
Well,
what do you think you would bring to the role?
Was that a follow-up question?
Yeah. What do you think you would bring to a role like that?
Well, I don't know. A lot of people tell me that I am very expressive with my face. And so I think that it would really challenge me because as a slave, you don't really have a voice. So you really have to call on your facial expressions to show pain or confusion or anguish. So I think it would really challenge me in that realm. And that's another reason why I would love to play a role like that, because that takes talent. It's not even about the words. It's about the feeling, how you feel, what you show without saying. So I'd probably go with that, a slave.
Can I just add something?
Sure.
I really like your aspiration, because I always say that whenever I watch great acting, it's not when people speak, when actors speak, but it's the conveyance of complex emotions in the face and with the body.
One of my favorite
moments in cinematic history is from the movie Amadeus, where F. Murray Abraham, who won the Oscar for that role as Salieri, he does a double take. He's in this room, this really beautiful room with food, and he's hiding because he's not supposed to be there.
He
does a double take, and in that one instant, it's like a millisecond. It's just acting. It's acting. It's superb conveyance
of surprise.
Yeah, so good for you. I'm happy to hear you have dream roles, because that's what keeps us going, dreams.
Exactly. Well said, Mr. Kelly.
Well, you know I'm a fan. You know I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan
and
of yours
a friend.
Too. I really appreciate.
I just
all
wanted
your
to make my pleasure. I just want to say, Garrett. You know, I knew Lester on Facebook, just like the previous gentleman that called in. But it was just such a pleasure to finally meet him and then to work with him. So, you know, this is a great year for me to meet.
What are the odds, though? I mean, that's kind of like how we met as well. We met on Facebook, and then I came to New York, and, you know, we got a chance to have. Yeah.
I think they're low, but with social media, I think they become higher. It's a connector.
Yeah,
true. Mm-hmm.
It's a connector.
Definitely.
And let's say thanks to Facebook, I guess, right? Facebook
definitely
has such a bad reputation.
It does.
You know, it's the bane of jokes with many a comedian. I actually have like a 15-minute set on Facebook myself.
Well, then the next time you're on, Kelly, you're going to do it.
Yeah, I'll do it for you,
definitely.
Sure.
Okay, there we go. Right on. Well, I'm going to go back and put the spotlight back on Lester here, because I've got about 20 minutes
left
with
him.
So, Kelly, great to hear from you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye now. Okay, so Lester, I want to ask you a question, and I saw this posted on your Facebook a day or two ago, and so I hope I'm not coming out of left field here, but you had a story that you were telling and some great pictures that you had about a dental office that you went to and kind of an experience that you went through. Can you share that with the listeners?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, as a kid, I had crooked teeth. I had an accident where I was running and I fell face first on the ground.
Ooh.
And so my mouth hit the ground, obviously. And so it just messed up my teeth. And so instead of my parents getting me braces right there and then, I think I was about 5 or 6 years old, they just held off on doing it. I guess they thought that my teeth would straighten out as I got older.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. And so as I got older, the kids would always tease me. They would call me buck tooth rabbit, crooked, just any evil thing you could think of. And so it bothered me as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And as I got older, it just stayed with me. And so when I got older and I was able to pay for braces, I made that jump. I decided to go to smile specialist, and Dr. Marvin Langstein and Wendy Langstein saw me. They saw my teeth and everything, and they were really nice. They treated me like family, made me feel comfortable. They asked me why I wanted to do it, and I told them, I said, it's a confidence thing. I felt like it was a self-esteem thing, and I just wanted to feel better about myself. A lot of times people won't admit that, but nobody's perfect. And it's not to say that I wanted to be perfect or I want to be perfect, but I just wanted to fix it. So I went to Smile Specialist in New York City, and they treated me like family, of course. And I got braces. And I'd say within, you know, 6 months or so, 7 months, my teeth were straight. Now every time
wow.
I smile or I open my mouth, people are saying, wow, you have such a beautiful smile. And I feel good about it because I know that I put a lot of work into it. I spent money,
oh, yeah.
obviously, but it was all worth it. And because of that, I'm getting more jobs as an actor. I'm more marketable as a musician. So I definitely encourage anybody. I'm not saying you should go out there and fix yourself or fix everything, but for me personally, it was something that I wanted to do, and because I did it, I feel like a better person.
And see, I didn't realize the story behind it, or the stage in life in which you did it.
Because
because when I did, I got braces as an adult, I waited until I was your, stage age of 26,
right.
before I got mine.
yeah.
But and
oh,
I had mine on
oh,
for like two and a half years. Yeah, my teeth weren't like terribly jacked up, but they were not good. And my
right.
parents, didn't have the money for braces, and just, they made sure I had my fillings and took care of cavities, but that was pretty much it. We weren't going to have braces. And so,
right.
When I started working and doing some things like that, that was one of the things and I did it for me, And
same here.
I will tell you, I felt so much better after having them on and then ultimately off. But I am shocked that you had it done in like 7 months, but I guess that's technology today, because mine
seemed
like forever.
So... Yeah,
but you
so
have the best
now.
Smile. It lights up a room.
Oh,
and that's
and
one of the things
that. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, it's not just your teeth. It's your smile, and the smile translates into your cheeks, into your eyes, into your energy around you.
Because it's not
the fact that you have straight teeth, because straight teeth are fantastic, and God bless America for everybody who has them. But it's the fact that it changes how you feel about yourself, and that changes how you present yourself and lets you shine
definitely.
As the star that you are. So I applaud you for going to do that. And what's the name of the place that you went to again?
Yeah, it's called Smile Specialist. You can just Google it. Smile, spelled S-M-I-L-E, first mm-hmm. word, second word, specialist, with an S at the end. You just look up Dr. Marvin Langstein, and you'll see all kinds of videos and things like that. It's a great place for anybody who's interested in getting some dental work. I highly recommend it.
There we go. Hey, we've got about 15 minutes left, and we've got two songs left to play. And so before
okay.
we do that, I'm going to ask anybody who wants to call in. We've already had Anthony and Kelly. So if you want to call in and ask Lester a question, you can call in at 323-657-1493, or you can also send me a note on Facebook or the Blog Talk chat room, as Paul has just done. And, Lester, before we go to your next song, first of all, tell me which one you want to play next, Marital Bliss or Red Light?
Let's play Marital Bliss.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the question and have you think about it while we play Marital Bliss, and then when we come back from that, I'm going to have you answer this. And this comes from Paul, and he says, who inspired your attitude towards life? So don't tell us yet. We'll hear it right okay. after we hear Marital Bliss.
Your lips open I made you breakfast with extra bacon, so I popped the question. Will you marry me? I wanna wipe you and wipe you down. I'll wipe your mouth, so hold me now. Just say I do. Realize how time flies. Just yesterday we were just five. Fast forward, no rewind. In these times we'll be fine. Take my hand down the aisle. Wedding bands, exchange vows.
Green, our Friday Night Dance Party Superstar of the Week, and we're thrilled that he's joining us tonight. But Lester is also an actor, so we've been spending a lot of time talking about his acting. What else do you want to do in the course of this year? Do you have like a bucket list for 2014, and what are you working on?
Okay, well, first I just wanted to say that Marital Bliss song was produced by Alan Parker, and it was featuring Michelle Talbot. Always like to give the artist credit. It's somebody
absolutely
else.
Thank you for that.
Exactly, definitely. And the other song, the previous song, My Jeans, was produced by Big Nug, a.k.a. Jose Ramirez, out of Columbus, Ohio. Just a little thing.
How do you meet these people all over the country?
I know, it's funny. Like Kelly was saying, it's just Facebook, social media. It's amazing how you can find somebody online and just start communicating with them. You don't necessarily have to be in the same state to work with them. But it just happened like that. It's one of those things. It's great. I love it.
That is awesome.
As far as the
okay.
bucket
yep.
list.
You know what? I forgot. I'm like that shiny dog with ADHD. You know, you kind of like.
Oh, the question. Yeah.
The other question from the chat room. Who inspired your attitude towards life? I got to go back and make
Who's
sure
that?
I asked that.
Was that Ron?
That's from
it?
Paul.
Paul. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, I would say my mother. I was always a kid who wanted to make my mother smile. You know how nowadays you have celebrities who buy their mothers cars and houses and things like that. I always wanted to do that. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to do that because my mother passed away with diabetes.
Oh,
and so now, I appreciate it. And so now her memory stays with me. And so now everything that I do is geared towards her and making her smile from above. You know what I mean? So that just inspires me. That's one of the people who really inspires me. And the other person is a artist by the name of Tyrese Gibson. He's a singer / rapper / he's doing everything. And I'm always following him on Facebook because he always posts these great videos about being inspired and being a leader and thinking outside of the box. So I just love his whole mentality and the way he attacks life. So I would say those two people I really just hone in on and try to learn from. Obviously, my mother's not here anymore, but you can still learn from.
Oh, she's still with you, though. She's still with you.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
So.
So
what's left on your bucket list for 2014? We're down to, like, 4.5 months because, we're already at the beginning of August starting today. And then what do you have on the horizon for, let's say, your five-year plan? Where do you want to be?
Okay, well, as far as my bucket list, I definitely want to try to book a McDonald's commercial. I have this picture. You have to see it. Garrett, where I'm eating this burger and I'm smiling. I look all happy. And I posted it on Facebook a few months ago. And everybody was saying, oh, man, you would definitely be a great endorsement for McDonald's. Oh, my goodness. And so I've always wanted to do one of those commercials because I always see these McDonald's commercials and you have these people with these beautiful smiles and they're eating burgers.
You are the poster child of a beautiful smile, my friend.
Right.
You need to have that national commercial for something.
Yeah.
That or Colgate, one of the two.
Exactly. Colgate, that would be another one I'd love to do. And, yeah, just something like that. As far as the next 5 years, I don't want to be so much famous. It's not about being a famous actor or a famous rapper. Mm-hmm. I just want to be successful in what I'm doing, whether it be acting or rapping, making music. I just want to be very successful so that I can take care of my close family and friends. So that's really what I want to do. That's my goal. It's not about being famous and having everybody acknowledge me and ask for my autograph. It's just about being successful. I think that's more important than fame and fortune. It's just a matter of being successful and being able to live comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I answered the question.
No, that's a great answer because, you know, fame sounds great until you get onto TMZ after the first time, you know. Then you're like, oh, Lord, I'm on TMZ again. And then you're on the phone with your manager going, how do I get off of TMZ? And they're like, stay in the house for 6 months, don't leave. So being successful, I totally relate to in comparison to being famous. So do you have a certain type of film project that you might like to tackle next? I mean, in case, you know, somebody's out there listening saying, you know, I saw his smile.
Well,
boy, he's got a great look.
Right. Well, I'm a bus driver. That's my survival job. So I would love to play a bus driver in a movie, play a real bus driver in a movie where the film centers around the bus driver. It'd be interesting to go into that world. So I'd love to play a role like that, too. So there's always that. So we'll see what happens.
So with your writing skills, you know, number one, you know, I take you back to the beginning of our time together today. You started out writing stories, and then you transitioned into rap, and then transitioned into acting and all. Have you thought about maybe saying, you know what, I'm going to, like, take this back and maybe, you know, because I'm sure as a bus driver in New York, you've got a story or two.
Oh, yes. Every day there's a story. Every time somebody gets in your bus, it's a story. We don't have enough time for me to even talk about one of the stories. That's how deep it gets.
Yeah, I
would like to try my hand in radio. I don't know, from watching you and hearing you, it sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like you're having fun doing this.
Lester, this is the best.
Right?
And I'm going to tell you, if you ever want to do a takeover of Rated G Radio, we'll call it Rated L Radio for Lester, because the G's for me, you know. Because I wanted to use the F word, I would.
No, honestly, if I'm ever out there, even in California, right? If I'm ever out there, I'd love to just come to your setup and see what it looks like and just watch you.
Oh, my God. Well, you've got an open door, but I'm going to tell you, if you ever want to do this, you know, Kelly's taken me up on this. I think if he didn't do it, I kind of let him do an hour. I've let other people come on and do, you know, shows on their own if they wanted to do that. And I just kind of sit in the background. If you need help or something like that, I'll be back in the background.
Wow.
But if you ever want to do a takeover, you know, my door is open to you. So you just let me know, my friend, and the time is yours.
I plan on moving out there, so, yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
Oh, holy cow. If you move out here, you are – well, I don't know how it is in New York, but all I can tell you is with your smile and your personality and your drive and ambition, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you're booking every gig that you got and, you know, you're at the next Academy Awards and, you know, Grammys and all of that good stuff. So, yeah.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, too. I really appreciate it. Thank you. So, Lester, as we get ready to wrap up your time, because we're going to have time for Red Light, which is our last song with you tonight before my time of monopolizing your hour tonight comes to a close. Number one, thank you. Do you have any closing words of wisdom or last words that you'd like to leave the listeners with before we play Red Light?
Sure. Well, Red Light, let me just say Red Light is produced by Swanee River. Just get that out the way.
Okay.
And I just say, enjoy life. Just live. That's all I have to say. Just live.
Just live.
Simple,
great words.
Short and sweet.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes the shortest messages are often the best, and I couldn't have said it any better. Everybody, this is Lester Green. If you like the music you're hearing, go to iTunes and check this man out. Buy his music and help support the cause. Everybody needs a little help along the way, and if you like what you hear, call your radio stations in your respective markets and tell them, we need to hear some Lester Green. Play Red Light like we're going to do right here.
Hey, yo, check it out. Chill, running the red light on the turnpike. Turn right, speed off like a thief in the night. If you ain't taking the light, then something ain't right. Shit is the light if you want.
Check it out.
Red, yellow means go. Green is so colorful, so on your mark, get set, ready to go. Pedal to the metal, heavy on the gas. Hello, are you ready and ready? The engine I'm revving. Pull up at the red light. Look left, look right. Nobody in sight. So I take the light. Late nights like this feel so righteous. I just might be out of my mind. I drive nice, don't drink and drive. Do or die, it's a suicide. Keep your eye on the roadside. But we having fun,
we
all
having
of
fun.
Us in the truck, living it up, leaning over, living la vida. Running the red light up on the turnpike. Turn right, speed off like a thief in the night. If you ain't taking the light, then something ain't right. Sit at the light if you want, I'm gone. I'm a go-getter, sipping more, I'm a redder. Even though I'm already lit, we don't let
up. Don't stop.
On the street, a cop is following me. As you can see, I'm public enemy number one. But it's really nothing, see, it means nothing to me. I breathe off in the breeze. Cruising the hub lane, which game ugly? Say what? The officer says something. Pulls me to the side, I decide to abide with my droopy eyes bent like the red. I didn't see it, I could have sworn it was yellow. Hello, look at the nice young fellow. Didn't do me any good, I was as good as done. One and done, the cop is on to my game.
Oh well,
but I don't really give up. Oh, I think I took the red light.
Officer Johnson, calling for backup. Got a 1035 in progress. Suspect is wearing a red shirt. He's driving a white Lexus. Proceed with caution.
Running the red light up on the turnpike. Turn right, speed off like a thief in the night. If you ain't taking the light, then something ain't right. Sit at the light if you want, I'm gone. Set it off, peel off while I text and talk.
We don't care.
Play your part, act tough and set me off. I'm mouthing off at all costs, I'm the boss. Give me your ticket, I write it right off. In the pickup truck, we high as doves. We make our own lane using the fire truck. Why? We get the buzz out of it. Stay out of it, my biz, and I won't go ballistic. Turn right with no arrow, we got no direction. Follow the leader, tag, drag, race on the track. I'm not camera shy, I see the camera light. Can't see the back of my bumper, you try to catch it right. I'm not camera shy, I see the camera light. Can't see the back of my bumper, you try to catch it right. Running the red light, up on the turnpike. Turn right, speed off like a thief in the night. If you ain't taking the light, then something ain't right. Sit at the light if you want, I'm
You're listening to the Friday Night Dance Party featuring
today's hottest hits.
What a huge treat this has been tonight to have Lester Green on the show in the first hour. And so if you like his music, go check him out again on iTunes and buy it. You know, just click and buy. I always like it when you guys support the guests that we have on. Like Margot Ray last week, we had her on and promoting her new single, Colors. And, of course, that's in the top 20 on Billboard currently. And then the week before that, we had Patrick Allen Casey, whose album 40 Days and 40 Nights just charted this week on Billboard. And he did his world premiere album premiere on Rated G Radio, so we just want to thank him for that. We're going to be playing your request for the next hour, and this is the last you're going to hear of me because it's all requests and it's all you. So send me your request on Facebook or the Blog Talk chat room, and I will do my best to play as many of your songs as we can. And we're going to start this one out with a little Pharrell Williams with Happy. We'll see you on Monday.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Happiness. justify your judgment. Who's right, who's wrong? Try me by a jury of my peers. We'll be at the disco, dancing to our song, deep inside the bass. We have no fear, 'cause when the lights go on, we are the sun. And that's because we know the power of love. We are all one. Turn out the lights, wake up your soul. Let's turn the night into tomorrow. Wherever we are, ever we go, we are the light. You're never alone. Turn out the lights, wake up your soul. Let's turn the night into tomorrow. Wherever we are, ever we go, we are the light. You're never alone.
And tomorrow belongs to those who believe. It belongs to you and me. Shine a light, let them see, let them see.
Turn out the light, wake up your soul. Let's turn the night into tomorrow. Wherever we are, ever we go, we are the light. You're never alone. Turn out the light, wake up your soul. Let's turn the night into tomorrow. Wherever we are, ever we go, we are the light. You're never.
your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know, I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a strata, bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Take a cigar right from Cuba Cuba, I just bite it. For the look, I don't light it. Still way to hammer you on the hand, stay off play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha ha, Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with your rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prince of this, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off. But yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop in the winter order. I make it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's lacking them? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. We'll be right back.
gotta be my doctor. We gotta get a crack and chiropractor.
Guys, what's up? It's Brian Anthony, and you are listening to the awesome Garrett Miller on Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Friday Night Dance Party featuring
today's hottest hits.
You've been listening to
Rated G Radio.